Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Bavakama, Perik Yud, Mishnah Aleph. If I steal a diamond from my friend, I cannot say, okay, I'll pay you back the money that the diamond was worth. No, I have to give back the diamond. Unless there was Yush, my friend gave up hope, but that's not enough. It would have to be Yush and Shini Rishus. If my friend gave up hope and I gave it to someone else, I don't have the diamond anymore. Or I changed the diamond, physically changed it into something else. A diamond, it's a hard mashal, but let's say, even though there are halachas how a diamond has changed, let's say I took a piece of wood and I made a table out of it. So then I don't have to return the guf hachefetz, I just have to pay the money. So again, yish alone is not enough. It has to be yish with either shin rishus, either I sold it, gave it away to someone, or changed it. That's when we say I don't have to pay back the item itself that I stole, just the money. Suppose I stole food and I ate it, or it's lost, I also pay back the money. Now in our Mishnah here, at the beginning of the 10th parak, we're going to learn a halacha. That if I stole something and it was eaten, but I, the gazlan, I am not the one that ate it. Let's say I gave it to my sons. Then the sons don't have to pay for it. Even though for the sons there was no shini rishus over here. Because if these are sons that eat by their father's table, it's not like he gave it away to someone else. Feeding your own children is like giving it to yourself. But lemaisa, because the gazlan himself did not eat it, physically someone else ate it, the children don't have to pay for it. That's learned from a pasuk, v'heshev esegzeila shegazal. The asher gazal is extra. And that teaches me, if it's ke'en shegazal, if it's still around, then you have to pay for it. But if it was eaten, then you're a potter. But it's dafka if it was eaten through someone else, not through the gazlan. If the gazlan himself eats it, he's still chay. So zakta mishnah. Hagoizel, if someone steals, let's say, a davar machal from his friend, and the bailam gave up hope, umachal is banav, and he feeds his children, children that he has to feed, that are samach al shulchan. So it's not called a shini rishus. If he gave it to his married son that he doesn't support, that's called giving it to someone else. But he fed his own children with it. Or, let's say the father died, and the food was left over as a yerusha, and the children ate it, piturin milashalim, they don't have to pay for it. Even though there's no shini rishus, the fact that it goes over to a yoyrish, that's not called shini rishus, al pi alacha, but we still say they're potter because it was eaten, and the gazlan is not the one that ate it. Now again, if the bread or whatever he stole is still around, they have to return it. Now, v'ima yadavash yesh b'achrais. If the father died and he left over real estate, karka, house, field, then there's a halacha that they have to pay back the gzela. Really, the Gemara says, v'chasuri mechasra, and the Mishnah should read, imenich le'mevim achrayis nechasim, and chayavim l'shal. Doesn't make a difference what the father stole. There is a halacha that a man cannot go knocking on the door of Yisayimim and say, excuse me, your father owed me money, I'll take that bicycle. Here, I'll take that table. The taltlim of Yisayimim are not meshubet to a balchayv. However, if the father owed someone money, like in this case, he stole something, and the father has karka, what happens is that karka becomes meshubet to the person that he stole it from. Meshubet means it's like a lien on the karka. A lien means I control it. It's not mine yet, but that's owed to me. So the gazlan could come and say, you owe me X amount of money, give it to me from that karka. Sell me that amount of karka, or sell the karka and give me the money, but you're going to have to pay. Okay, next hagdama. There is something called a moiches. That's a person whose job is to collect meches, to collect tax from people. People bring in merchandise, it's his job to collect taxes on it. There are two different types of moichesin. Some of them don't have a din of a gazlan. That's if the government officially appointed them to be in charge of taxes. Or sometimes they buy the right from the government. And he only does what the government told him to take. That's called dina de mechusa dina, that people have to pay their taxes. But then you have, which exists, by the way, in many different countries throughout the world, unfortunately, if there's no stable government. You have someone who's like a gangster. He says, anything you sell, you have to give me half. You have to give me 70%, 10%, whatever it is. The government didn't appoint him. He's just like, if you don't give it to me, I'll take it on my own. If you don't give it to me, I'll hurt you. He's called a Meicha Sha'amad Me'ela. Or for that matter, the king said you can collect taxes, but it doesn't work with a cheshbin. This is how much taxes you have to pay. He decides how much everyone should pay. He's also kind of a gazlan. We're going to see weiter in Mishnah Tes, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, you're not supposed to purchase from a ganav something that you know was stolen, or there's a chazaka that it was stolen. Because you're helping the ganav. You're a Messiah Yidei Ivri Avera. You're causing him to steal more. If he doesn't have any customers to sell the stolen items, he'll stop stealing it. And the truth is, not only is there an isser to purchase something which you know is stolen, but even to have hanah from something that was stolen. When it's still in the reshus of the gazlin, Chazal say it's awesome. Come. Want to come on my boat? We'll go for a nice ride. You know he stole that boat. You're not allowed to go on that boat. Now the person himself, suppose he wants to do tshuva. He's coming to ask the chachamim what to do. A person who's a gazlin, he's not allowed to have any hanah from anything that is stolen. If he comes to ask us, we're going to tell him, by the way, you should know you're a gazlin. You're not allowed to have hanah from the item that you stole. In our Mishnah, we're talking about tax collectors that have a din of a gazlin. We're not talking about legitimate tax collectors that the government appointed them. They're doing their job, and the person is obligated to pay those taxes. Dina de machisa dina, if it works with a cheshbon, how much you have to give. Zakta Mishnah. Ein parten. If a person has a large matbeya, I would say a big coin that's worth 100. You know, I want to buy a can of soda, and there's no change. So I want to switch it to smaller coins, to prutas. So I can't go to this illegal tax collector and say, can you please switch it for me? Ein parten. You can't break it down to prutas. Lemi tevas hamaychzen, not from the box. Now we know these illegal tax collectors force people to give them taxes from. That's gezela. You also can't exchange money from different types of taxes. Where it was decided, every person, for every head in your family, you have to pay taxes. Again, we're talking about illegal taxes, not taxes that are part of the law of the government. The ain noit lemehem, and you cannot take from these people. Tzedakah. He's a tzaddik, he's coming to give tzedakah. If this is gzela, no, I don't want this money for tzedakah. Even if the bailim were miyayish themselves from it. Because with Yish alone, the Gzela doesn't leave the Rishus of the Bailam. It's still considered Gzela. Aval Noitli, you can take Tzedakah or exchange coins mitech besim. If this person that you know is a tax collector, an illegal tax collector, and he comes along and says, here's some coins from my house, you can exchange, I'll change it up for you, or I'll give you some Tzedakah. So I don't know if this is stolen money. If it's his official box where he, you know, comes along and says, you better give me this tax, we know that's stolen. But if he brings it from his house, so who says it's from his stolen money? He has kosher money also. I'm in Ashok. Let's say there's money he has in the marketplace. Let's say he has other businesses besides illegal tax collecting. So I can say, okay, maybe it comes from the money that's mutter. Now there's an interesting halacha. Suppose he knocks on my door and he says, I'm the illegal tax collector. Whether you like it or not, I decide how much you give me. And he says, you have to give me 50. You only have 100. Am I allowed to ask him for change? And the answer is yes. Because here, I'm protecting myself. If not, I would have to give him the whole thing. I'm not mechuyev. He should take more from me. But again, this is all illegal people. But if someone is officially appointed by the government to collect the taxes, and he does so with a cheshbon, there's a law. How much everyone has to pay, that is not geneva. And just the opposite. The person is obligated to pay that. So once again, we learned in our Mishnah that if someone steals something and feeds it to his own children, that are samach al shulchanot. Meaning to say, it's not like he transferred it over to his married son, but he fed it to his own kids. It's like he didn't give it away. And the Bailam gave up hope because the gazlin didn't eat it. Or for that matter, if this gazlin died and his children ate it, the Yarshim ate it, although there was no Shini Rishus, because Yerusha is not called Shini Rishus, only if he would sell it or something. Still, we learn from the Pasuk, because the gazlin himself didn't eat it, they are Peturin Milashalim. If it was here, they would have to return it. They're going to say, look, it's not here, it was eaten, and we weren't the ones that stole it. However, if amongst the things that they yarshin from their father was karka, that's called the chrayis nechasim, then they have to pay back the gmei gzela, because that money was owed to this gazlin from the moment that he stole it. And the karka of yisayim is meshubid to a balchay. Balchay can draw back what's owed to him, even from the karka of yisayim, he just can't take their movable objects. We also said that if there are illegal tax collectors, called mechzim, you know, they decided to put up a toll by the bridge. It's not the government. They're not fixing the bridge with this money. They just decided, I'm stronger than you, so if you want to pass the bridge, pay me a toll. Or even if they were appointed by the government, but they're not working with the standards, they're deciding how much everyone has to pay. Oh, I don't like you. You have to pay 3 times as much. Something like that. The money is called geneva. And if you have to exchange coins, you can't exchange it from this box of coins. And you can't take tzedakah from this. But if this person who engages in this illegal activity brings money, stamazai, from his house or from other businesses that he may have in the marketplace, so we don't know for sure that this is actually stolen coins. Under those circumstances, you can be tayler. This is from the Hetrodika money, and you would be allowed to either use that money as change or to take tzedakah from this money.